Police investigating the disappearance of four-year-old Cleo Smith in WA have shifted their focus to a car spotted travelling towards a campsite between 3 and 3:30 a.m. on the day Cleo went missing. She disappeared from her family's tent at the Blowholes campground north of Carnarvon just over a week ago, sparking a massive search operation. Investigators now believe Cleo may have been abducted and a $1 million reward has been offered. Channel 9 reporter Mia Edgerton-Warburton is covering the case. Mia, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Mia, it's more than a week ago now since Cleo disappeared from that campsite in the middle of the night. What have we learnt so far about the circumstances of her disappearance?
Well, it's certainly interesting. 10 days after she was last seen, it seems that police almost have a breakthrough. They're zeroing in on that mystery car you mentioned. Now, that car was seen around the Blowholes campground around the time she sort of disappeared. So it has been described as a smaller passenger vehicle. It was actually seen travelling away from the campsite towards Carnarvon between the hours of 3 and 3:30 a.m. Now, that is significant because Cleo Smith was last seen by her parents at 1:30 a.m. that same morning. She woke in the night to ask for a drink of water. And it's also around the same time that campers at the Blowholes campground reported hearing sounds of a car speeding off. Now, not a lot is known about that car. It was seen by two people traveling in the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. It's taken them a few days to realise that what they saw maybe was significant. They said it was a smaller car and certainly not a truck, but its colour and make and model, or if Cleo was inside, was unclear.
But if some of the campers reported hearing a car during the night, presumably they reported that immediately to the police. So the police must have had this in their mind. Have police been taking action so far to, I don't know, try and check CCTV along the highway if there is any such thing? It's service stations or other places like that already before these people reported seeing a car at that hour?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's been a focus of this investigation. So those initial reports of a car screeching away, they were somewhat unsubstantiated, but they were being investigated. There was some – this campsite is extremely regional and rural, like it's very isolated, but there are some beach shacks there with motion sensor CCTV. That proves that Cleo was there. Police haven't confirmed if it caught any sort of car leaving the area at 3 a.m. But what they did do a few days ago was – asked for CCTV or dash cam footage within a whopping 1,000 kilometre radius of this Blowholes campsite around that weekend that she disappeared. So from 6 o'clock Friday to 6 o'clock Sunday. And that's to give them an idea that if someone took her, where they could possibly be now.
Okay. And clearly the police focus is now on an abduction theory. Police have said clearly and publicly the family are not suspects, but they have also are focusing on the family home, the outside of the home, as I understand it, at Carnarvon. What are they looking for? What are they testing for? What's the theory here? Do you know?
Yeah, it's the most likely theory for them at the moment was that she was definitely taken from that tent by a third party. They just want to find out who did it and where she possibly could be now. So forensics combed through her family home just a few days ago. Their focus was on the perimeter, particularly the windows, front fence and the play equipment, which is quite frightening when you think about it. What they were looking for, they said it wasn't to implicate the parents, but rather to see if she perhaps was stalked in the days before she disappeared. Now, yesterday, the top investigator in Task Force Rhodia sort of dismissed that theory. He said that if she was taken, it was likely just an act of opportunity rather than her actually being stalked in the days before.
It's terrifying, horrible thing. Every person's worst nightmare. Her and her mother and her mum's partner have made an emotional plea for assistance. But, you know, Carnarvon's a small town. It's got a population, I think, of about 5,000. People have been rallying. We've seen all that on our TV screens. There was a vigil held in town last night. What's the mood in the town and how are people feeling about the, you know, the police investigation?
Well, I think it's really shattered them and really rocked them. I think no one would ever – it's so unlikely that this happens really anywhere in Australia, let alone somewhere so isolated. And this is, like you said, a very small town. Nearly everybody I've spoken to either knows Claire or her mum or her stepfather and has some interaction with them. And everyone's just sort of holding their four-year-olds and their children a lot closer. When we first arrived, you couldn't walk through town without seeing a missing poster plastered on a shop window. And a lot of that has just been locals rallying together and just trying to get her image far and wide, especially in those first few days. And as you said, there was a vigil last night. That's actually the second one. There was one on Sunday as well, but it was back because people just want to keep spirits high. They're still determined to find her, and please say they're hopeful at this stage that they will find Cleo.
Mia, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mia Edgerton-Warburton. She's a Channel 9 reporter on this job, Carnarvon, the disappearance from that campsite 70 k's away from her home of four-year-old Cleo Smith.